And his blaster feels great inside my ass.
Over my dead body.
And we're recording. Hey. Welcome, everybody. It's the first time that it wasn't me in all your faces. Oh, I feel so great. Hey, everybody. Tins is out for the week, so it's B-Wo leading the charge on the Octavarius podcast this week. Who's all here? Why don't y'all sound off?
Chris.
Mark.
LP.
Keith.
Nick.
Costelvi.
Ah, how exciting, everybody. Does anyone have a...
Best moderator ever.
Does anybody have the letter from Robert? I misplaced it. Does anyone got it on?
I think I found it. It's
all right, stop fuddling with it.
Well, you can open it, Nick.
I have oily hands.
What?
I have oily hands.
Wow, that was a clean open.
Yeah, well, it's sharp hands.
Don't get oil all over the legs.
Not, sorry.
Olive oil everywhere over here.
The question from Robert is, what...
Robert who?
Robert Hughes.
From where?
See, the oil leaked
through. Oh, it says right there. It says Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Bolingbrook, Illinois.
He's the guy who always writes it.
You know, I used to live in Bolingbrook.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Weird. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, Robert would like to know what our favorite toy is.
Of all time?
Of all time. Yes, sorry, of all time.
I think he means what was our individual each favorite toy.
Oh, sorry. See,
I don't think Octavarius has an official favorite
I think
toy.
We should have action figures, though.
I've been trying to actually make action figures. I told Mark I would do this for one of the holidays that I would take action figures and paint them to make.
Gosh, wouldn't that be fun?
I'm dead serious. I already know what Brian's would be.
Would it be Spawn?
Would it look like Brian?
Would it look like Brian? But I'd take a base action figure.
Like, no, I know what it would look like.
So who's the base action figure for Brian?
Brian is the original Ghostbusters action figure of Bill Murray's character. That's what he would be. Mark, yours would be when Spider-Man was a cartoon in the
mid-90s.
I'm down with that.
But it wouldn't be Bill Murray's toy. It's the guy that... The Peter Venkman cartoon.
Peter Venkman cartoon character. Because
of the pompadour.
Yeah, and I'd paint your orange and red jacket over it.
The leather jacket? The famous B-Wo leather jacket?
Yeah, wow.
Did you develop this skill as a child?
Yeah, I did, because I never had a Riddler action figure when Batman Forever came out, because it was really rare to get.
That was a tough one. That was highly sought after, the
really?
Jim Carrey Riddler.
Yeah. You can never find it. It released like one.
It was almost as rare as the Boba Fett on the 97 Kenner series.
Yeah. I had that one
too. Star Wars. Yeah.
I had both those toys, and they were both badass.
I still have the Boba Fett in the package.
Yeah,
I
he's would got argue, a, he's though. Got a he's got a jetpack.
Yeah.
It's great, and a blaster.
I never played with them.
I would argue that the character of Riddler in the Batman Forever movie is more integral to the film itself than Boba Fett was to
but
Star Wars.
You can do but more with Boba Fett as an action figure. Riddler really never gotten any fights.
Costelvi, you're That's missing true. The point of...
Am I?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you why, because I was a big Star Wars fan.
And I am.
I know, the thing, well, here, Nick, why don't you finish
Everybody
your story?
Slow down.
Well, I don't want to step on Nick's story. Nick, you go ahead, and then I'm going to take Costelvi to task on this one.
Sure. I can't wait.
It's getting real ugly. I couldn't get a Riddler action figure, so I took a Superman action figure and painted his hair red, and because he had the similar like tights, and I painted green, and I took a pen and drew question marks.
Man, you got problems.
Did you guys ever, did anyone else ever alter an action figure with paint?
Strange.
I fixed a Bruce Wayne once his hair got chipped off.
Yeah.
It was from the Batman the Animated Series, so I took acrylic black paint and painted over it so it would be realistic.
How bad did your dad beat you?
I didn't spill, so he never knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hope yeah. All right, Costelvi, here. I got to take you to task on this one.
Take me to task.
All right. The great thing about the Star Wars action figures that were put out by Kenner is that all of them had a name and they all had stuff going on with them because I believe the point of action figures, my favorite toys were action figures because they allowed you to create your own stories with the figures. And I would be able to use Boba Fett and create my own stories about Boba Fett even though there weren't that many stories with him in the movies.
Okay. My argument was that the Riddler is the character of the Riddler in Batman Forever is a very integral part of the film, whereas Boba Fett in both Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi is not as integral.
He captures
Han Solo. Well, still the you'd think that they would have several Riddler action figures.
Okay.
It's a supporting actor.
You know, here's what I have to say. Actually a shortage on the Leia action figures for Star Wars as well.
Interesting.
Which is much more integral than Boba Fett.
See,
though.
And Boba Fett, the thing about Boba Fett was you get done watching the Star Wars movies and you're like, man, I could go for some more Boba Fett.
Yeah,
they did not give you nearly enough. They left you wanting more.
The original, four, five, and six.
There's only one Pop-Tart left.
They didn't give you enough Jango Fett in the first three either, I would argue. Or Darth Maul.
I could have taken quite more. Enough Jango Fett.
Oh, Jango Fett could have been... He could have done so much more.
No.
That was like, though, 10 years ago. You were 15 at the time?
Yeah.
Are you still getting Jango Fett action figures at 15?
I mean, I still think about it, but...
Bogue? Dude, how many action figures do you have?
Or, Kaselby, I would actually send Chris here. Sorry.
Okay.
That there's no problem still buying action figures, because I was recently told...
Buying action figures?
Well, no. I did a list online, because I totaled my Star Wars collection, because I'm going to put it on eBay. And let me tell
you totaled it? Like you crashed it?
No, I took all the action figure. I can't crash them.
He appraised...
Well, that's why I was confused.
I think what he meant to say is he appraised his collection.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I wouldn't mock someone who owns a couple of Jango Fetts, knowing full well that...
How much is it worth?
Well, since it came out during the prequels, not too much. But if you wait like 20 years, it's like a $5 action figure. It could be worth like 20 or 30 if it's in a card, like not open. It could be 45.
So how much is your collection worth?
Right now, it's, I think, where I've done right now, it's like 6,000.
Well,
whoa,
I guess,
shit, is that
I guess
real?
We know whose house we're going to steal from.
So, but
well, we have
do
to
you,
steal them all.
No, that,
have you wait? Have you started selling anything from it yet?
No, I still got to make the. I still got to take pictures of it and make eBay account.
How do you feel
do you
about
want
that?
To sell them? Or you
I don't want to sell them, but they're at my parents' house because I can't have it in my apartment.
Wait, why can't you have it in your apartment?
Because
it's like a stray the parade of ladies that come into your house.
It's the contract. The landlord's contract says no dogs,
no
memorabilia. Cats, no Star Wars memorabilia.
See, I've actually had a similar experience with my favorite toys growing up. We were talking a little earlier. I absolutely loved the Ghostbusters toys growing up.
Yes.
And they were so sturdy. We still have like the Ghostbuster mansion.
The firehouse.
Yeah,
firehouse. That still is in my parents' house.
In perfect condition. We would use it as a chair. You could sit on it.
I don't know if I'd call it perfect condition, but it's pretty damn good.
Mine is.
Really?
Mine still...
You never scratched it up?
It's still great.
I
scratched
the chair and it's never got...
Well, I mean, it's just your butt. It's not like my butt's pointing.
It's just your butt, Keith.
Chris, did you all ever right. have the actual, like, the replica toys? Like, the backpack with the proton beam?
Yeah, growing up, I still have them. I have my suit, the ghost trapper, the proton packs. I had it all. And when I was young, we had a garage sale. We were going to Wisconsin Dells. And I just had all these... Ghostbusters action figures, and we wanted to, you know, we were going on a trip, and me and my brothers wanted to buy souvenirs, and we were getting to the point where, like, oh, we're growing up, we don't want to play with toys anymore. We sold pretty much all of our Ghostbusters action figures. We went to a store when we got to Wisconsin Dells, and they had classic toys, and we looked in there, and we saw underneath glass, in a condition not that much better than ours, they weren't in perfect condition. We saw the same Ghostbuster toys that we had sold at the garage sale for like 50 cents, a dollar a piece. Some of these were worth like 50 bucks to 100 bucks.
Were they the same exact toys?
The same exact toys.
The ones that were purchased from your house?
No, but like
it was the same model.
The same kind, but they weren't in the box anymore.
I had a very similar experience to you in that I went to a garage sale when I was 17 to find my exact Ghostbusters toys.
What?
Because I had written my name on the bottom of their feet, much like Andy in Toy Story. Because I didn't want to lose
Andy
my toys.
Had brothers and sisters?
He had one sister.
So I
had written my name on the bottom of the feet, or at least made a marking BW. I found my toys and bought them back. They're at my parents' house.
You sure that wasn't like Ben Wesley or something?
The markings made with what I made them with are very distinguishable.
Blood.
Well.
You can You can tell they're mine.
Oh God!
It was pretty amazing to be able to find them again, and I bought them at garage sale prices.
I was
furious. They still are not worth it, but yeah, my mother sold them.
When I was a kid, there was like I don't remember what it was that I wanted, but there's something I wanted really bad, and my mom was like, "Okay, well, there's the big block garage sale coming up. You can sell a bunch of your Nintendo games."
And fuck you, Mom.
And I was like, but whatever this was, something I was clearly really important to me because I remember it so well now. Whatever it was, like I was like, okay, I can get rid of like Turtles 2 the arcade game.
What?
Formus.
Which was a terrible decision because I love that game. But like whatever it was at the time, it was more important to me.
On the bottom of
it? Right on the cartridge itself. It never worked again. So then, but I was telling you this, and my sisters were like, oh, well, we'll sell all of our Nintendo games, all of their Nintendo games, with just one game.
They suck!
Ariel the Little Mermaid game.
That game was hard, man.
It was really hard. And I was furious because my mom came home from the garage sale and she handed my sisters like $15 for that stupid Ariel game. And she just handed me back Turtles 2 because apparently nobody wanted it.
That sucks.
I sold Ariel's underwater fun time adventure for like
$15 for like, you know, we were probably like 12. My sister must have been like 10 at the time. That was a fortune for her.
That's almost as bad as the My Girl video game. You guys remember My Girl?
No.
They made a video game of My Girl?
Yeah, but
what the hell is My Girl?
It was that movie.
You know
the movie.
That was the thing.
No one could ever get past the B's level. The B's level is just...
The character dies in the movie at that level. That's why.
I'm totally fucking with you. Yeah. Of course there's no My Girl.
I believe it.
Yep.
Did anyone ever play the
didn't kill him and give him an asthma attack?
No. What was it? I remember the E.T. Game Boy game was impossible to beat. You'd get caught in this pit and you could never get out.
So
it was the same thing as the Atari. Atari game was the same way. It sucked.
And then the Ninja Turtles game, the original.
The first one.
I got on my Wii.
That was impossible.
I actually on my Wii downloaded the Super Star Wars games.
Which are still
to this day incredibly impossible, and I cannot.
Yeah, is it the third level that's like the tough one?
Yeah, when you're on the sandcrawler and you just die. And
yeah,
I guess
it's the worst level.
It's infuriating, but does anyone have action figures that were number one for them?
Does anyone remember the television series Mighty Max?
Yes! Yes! Polly Pocket for boys.
That was like the... Polly Pocket and Mighty Max really started that whole micro machine toy movement.
Yeah, and then Ninja Turtles joined in, and I remember I used to mix the world of
Star Wars.
Star Wars did it too.
Yeah.
Star Wars did a bunch of those too.
They had helmets that turned into places.
Well,
the TV show was badass.
Yeah. Well, it's just confusing. He has a hat that he can travel to different worlds or times.
It was indestructible. Once he dipped it in a pool of lava and he threw lava at a guy with his hat.
It was great. It was an indestructible magic hat that allowed him to travel between world and then the other world.
You're right.
There was another world that was
Virgil
like a...
Virgil was his little chicken guy.
Yeah.
He was a fowl. He hated being called a chicken.
And, what was his...
And Norman. Norman was the big...
Norman the bodyguard. Norman. He was badass.
He got killed. He sacrificed himself.
In the final episode, he died.
God, that was awesome.
The final episode of Mighty Max had so much heart.
How it ends, though, is it ends at the beginning of the series.
I know, and what an awesome way to do it.
Hey, you have to do this all over again.
Yeah.
That way the reruns work.
That was Mighty Max's hell, I guess, then.
No, because he was about to die in the end or something.
Yeah, and he was so excited to attack it all again.
So he went the distance. But anyway, the point...
Like
the point is, I had there was this mountain. It was like this little like action figure arena.
It was like the Doom. That was the final.
Yeah, like Skull Mountain. It was like really ominous, and it opened up, and there was all sorts of shit in it, and there was Mighty Max, and he was a little tiny guy, and then I don't know why I remember it, like because I at the time when I got it, I didn't watch the show, but it looked so cool. It was like a mountain with a skull in it, and it had like little rooms and shit. I just remember playing with it all the time.
It's like a dollhouse, but for boys.
It is exactly like a dollhouse, but for
boys. Did you lose the pieces?
It was a dollhouse for
boys. I didn't...
It seems like the pieces were so small, they'd be easy to lose.
Yeah. But lucky enough, with the way that those... the cases for them were... Because the cases were also like the little worlds that you could play with the toys in, like the house for the dolls, if you will. Those things could store those toys pretty easily, yeah. But I got clever with mine and I put them in a tackle box. I bought a tackle box, a plastic
sweet.
Tackle box from from Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, it was just so that I wouldn't lose them because I was sick of fucking kids playing with my shit.
I used to
and
do
then
tackle
I'd lose
boxes.
My badass toys all the time.
Fucking playing with my shit.
No, tackle boxes
I was
were
fine
perfect.
With it, but I just kept my toys in a tackle box, and then if I ever wanted to go somewhere else, I just put, you know, I'd have like a badass Star Wars ticker.
Wasn't there a, wasn't
on my
there
tackle
a,
box.
Like a tackle box that was Vader's head?
And C-3PO.
And
they did.
I really
them
should
later.
Be addressing these questions to Nick McCullough.
They made them. They made them later, but I just got a tackle box before they got on that shit because like how else am I gonna store my toys?
How else?
That would be great for like we were talking about the Star Wars toys earlier and stuff. The Star Wars toys were badass. But I would always lose blasters and
lightsabers.
And if you put them in a box like that, that would have been nice and convenient.
God, one of the worst things for me ever was I had a RoboCop toy, and you could you could remove his helmet, so you could see Murphy under the RoboCop helmet. But I lost the fucking helmet, so then he was always Murphy RoboCop. And like, what a lame fucking
toy. Your pretend session must have been so boring.
It sucked because he was Murphy RoboCop, so you'd always see his
hands
eyes.
Up. Oh, hey Murphy.
Yeah, it sucked. I had to go and buy another RoboCop toy and make sure that I never lost that helmet again.
That's depressing.
Here's something we're talking about. What we loved about toys. I always loved making my own stories up with the toys.
Of course.
I never liked the toys that could already talk. Maybe. Or the Spider-Man who would say like
God.
Three things. My spider sense is tingling.
Anyone call for a web slinger?
My spider sense is tingling. My spider sense is tingling.
I could not stand voice toys.
I don't... Who did? I never met a kid who liked them.
I assume...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a lot of toys.
Really?
I chose that I wanted. I got because
that explains a lot about
two older brothers. And they had all their toys, so they would. So I sort of got the things that they liked to play with, which they actually didn't play with a lot of toys. Then they played mostly video games. So I don't have a lot of the same. I don't have any of these toys you guys had because it wasn't.
Did you have a Transformer at least? Everybody had Transformers.
That's the saddest goddamn thing ever.
I think
I never had Transformers.
You might have grown up with. Did your brothers play with you at least?
No.
Oh yeah. See, did anybody's brothers play with them? Because mine never did.
Well,
my older brother's a dick.
My cousin Christopher and. We used to, like Chris was saying, like we made our own stories, but what we would do is, because we were both only children, so we were spoiled, like with action figures.
Yeah.
And so we would put our toys in a big pile, and we would...
They were each only children. I see what he was saying. Yeah. At first I was like, we were only children.
Because I lived in a house where in my neighborhood, I didn't have many kids my age in the neighborhood, so I had little to no friends growing up as a kid. And so what I had to do was I made up stories with my action figures by myself a lot.
I did that too.
Keith.
Yeah.
A question.
Yeah.
Did you at least have like super soakers?
Yes.
That's good. That's a toy you can still play with people.
We definitely, you know, as brothers, anything that's a game you can play where you can show your hatred for each other. You can play that. But what I was getting to is I didn't have toys. My dad, when I was little, well, the toys I had were all things you build, like Legos. I mean, everyone has Legos. But bendy Legos, robotics.
Erector set?
No, I didn't have an erector set.
Connects?
Lincoln Logs?
I had Lincoln Logs. I had all building stuff. And my dad just eventually just said, you know, you don't have to have toys to build things out of. You can just use... like cardboard and stuff like that. So
cheap motherfucker.
I know.
Doesn't give you toys. He doesn't even give you.
So
you could take old pizza boxes.
I can't wait for
it's
your
like
father to hear this.
$10 for a Lego set.
All growing up,
$10.
I would make. If I wanted like a pinball game, like one of those little pinball games you made. Like, Dad, well, you could do that, or you can just build one yourself, and then you have it now. And I'm like, oh, you're right.
Shut the fuck up. So you can build it yourself.
I turned a shoebox into like a full, like, it was more like those Japanese sort of pinball things where there's multiple holes you can get it to, but each hole had its own chute that emptied the ball back in different areas, and I had different points set up for which hole it'd fall to, and the marble would fall through the hole, and then it would travel through a little chute to the outside. And then I made, like, I got one of those hang on your door basketball sets. Mm-hmm. But that, no, you know, those are only so exciting. So then I put it into a box. I mounted it on a box and folded the box in a series of ways that it became like an arcade style shooting game. So if I made it in, it would travel through the box, then come out the bottom of the box and roll across my bed to me, so I could just sit in bed.
On this bed, did you have blankets, or did your dad make you sew together old shirts? just cover yourself up.
I had my older brother's old blankets. And my room was originally the guest room, so it had floral wallpaper. But I did have an electric blanket that had sort of, I guess it was like 10 years old, and it caught on fire one night.
Not all that cardboard in your room, that must have been dangerous.
Yeah, my whole room went up in flames. All my toys? No.
Well, I guess we now know that why Keith is the most self-reliant of everyone in Octavarius. Because his father raised him with knives and sticks, apparently. Made him play with cardboard and tape.
Keith, it's dinner time.
Where for my 13th or 14th birthday, I wanted to go to a miniature golf course and have a party. And there weren't any within, like, an hour's drive of where I live. So my dad said, you could make one. I'm like, you know what, Dad, you're right. And I built a 9-hole miniature golf course. Like, full golf holes. Like, and I even bought AstroTurf. That's what I asked for my birthday.
What? Wow. AstroTurf?
Yeah. And I made a 9-hole miniature golf course. One of them had where it went into a hole and it went through a different part of a hole. So it went through a tube, like a tunnel. And then I had one entirely made out of moss. I literally went and scraped moss off of rocks and lined an entire hole with moss. I only did one because that one took an entire week of work.
This was in Tennessee, Jesus. By the way. Yeah. Not in Chicago, Tennessee.
I gotta say, Keith, I knew a decent amount about your childhood, but hearing all of this in detail now really lets me understand a lot more about you as a human.
It fills in a lot of the blanks.
You don't talk about your interactions with your dad as much, and how your dad kind of like,
because it was abusive.
Well, he really bred a lot of self-reliance and a sense of curiosity and sense of adventure for fun.
Is that why you
and Keith?
You cook so much because your dad was like. Like, when you were, like, four, he was, like...
Four? When he was four?
You know, honestly,
cook your own food?
Why not? My parents, I packed my own lunch even as a kindergartner.
See,
and my, and because,
that's a lie.
There
because
you go.
Of that, because of that, I only ate cheese sandwiches. that's all I knew how to make.
Yeah,
well,
Keith...
You're a fucking kindergarten,
no,
man.
Keith and I lived...
Gotta learn sometime, Martha.
No, Keith and I lived together for 3 years in college... And the reason why Keith learned how to cook is because one night we were not sober, and we were like, we need to make chili. Our apartment was called Pangea, and we're like, we're going to make a Pangea chili recipe. It's going to be the most delicious chili ever. And Keith, being the guy who, like, you know, the next
I wish morning, I knew the train of thought to, we need to make chili.
We like chili. We ate chili all the time, and we're
answer
like, we need
question.
To make our own chili. And Keith started, you know, the next day he went out and he bought ingredients and he taught himself how to make it. And we kept experimenting. We'd put different things in the chili. We did brown sugar bacon chili, and we put honey in one.
I ground up peanuts.
Didn't you do Golden Grahams once?
Yeah, I ground up Golden Grahams.
To, like, sweeten it out. Like, yeah. And then, like, once he started doing that, he realized he was a pretty natural cook, and
I
it just kind of took off.
I can't believe you got to live with Keith in college. Because when I was drunk and hanging out with Nick and Mark, these geniuses decided to make peanut butter from scratch.
Which?
By reading ingredients the peanut...
Wait, they made it... They wanted to make peanut butter from scratch.
Yes.
No.
And they did this... Oh, man, I kicked the microphone because I'm so upset by this.
You mean the famous duo of Mark and Nick who decided to blend... a Geno's East pizza?
No, no, that was just Mark.
Oh, okay, so one half of the famous.
Yeah, if Nick had been there, maybe he would have helped out.
I don't know. God. These assholes took peanuts, perfectly good peanuts, a perfectly good stick of butter, and then mashed it together in a bowl with like a wooden spoon. Yeah. And then they felt like, there's corn syrup. They read the side of an actually completed jar of peanut butter.
That's the ironic part. That they could have eaten. It's just a perfectly good peanut butter jar sitting there.
But they wanted to make it themselves.
Versus fun.
Wait, you guys eat peanut butter, you just eat it. You guys had peanut butter, though.
They did.
And you wanted to make your own peanut butter.
It was peanut butter I bought at the grocery store for them, and it was perfectly good. But these assholes, and I wish I could say that they were drunk, but no. This was them in their infinite wisdom, thinking that it would be a good idea to mash up peanuts with milk. And then they said, oh man, there's corn syrup and peanut butter. We need to sweeten this. You know what we don't have? We don't have corn syrup, but we do have maple syrup.
No.
These culinary innovators
took
syrup and mixed it with milk, and they mixed it with nuts and peanuts. And they mixed it with butter. And then they said, Brian, taste the peanut butter we made.
Wait.
And then when I looked at this abomination, I told them to fuck off. And they were upset at me that I wouldn't try their hideous creation.
It took us 2 hours to do that. We also
2 hours it took?
Well, no one asked you to
Nick,
do that.
It looked like...
In, so we took a sponge and had to drain it.
You shouldn't have put any in.
It looked like...
We know that now.
Any maple syrup is too much in peanut butter.
If you put a banana peel in it, it would have looked like the garbage pile that talked from Fraggle Rock.
Without it was Fraggle Rock reference.
But you ate it too fast.
It was hideous.
Just finishing out my inventing toys and relating to golf, the miniature golf course, is before I did that, I think what got me into like wanting to do golf is I got one of those little putting things you can do like in an office. I used the robotics to build robots that would have to golf past. And just set up robots on the course that, like, I made a windmill and made all these robot things that would just try and stop me from golfing.
So you not only built a golf course, but you built robots to make your golf course more
Are you Dr. Robot?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Keith, when your friends came over for that birthday party where you built a miniature golf course, did they appreciate, like, the fullness of that accomplishment?
You know what's really funny is I end up getting rained out.
Oh, no.
Man,
that's so sad.
I wasn't like I know
all that work.
I know.
It got rained out.
I know Keith terrible. Very well, and I'm sure his childhood was full of joy. But just hearing his stories, though. it sounds so sad, Keith. Like everything
I've
that
only
happened.
Heard tales.
You know, but
brothers.
Keith is only. Keith always seems like he can always make fun no matter what happens.
You make fun out of anything.
Your kid is either. You're either going to raise him just as much with an emphasis on self-reliance like your father did with you, or he's going to be the laziest kid ever because his father makes the world the funnest place in the world. Or wait, I'm sorry. That didn't make any sense. His father would make the house the funnest place in the world.
Because but he's a Willy Wonka?
Yeah, he's like a Willy Wonka of basic shit.
Whimsical lad.
He takes sticks and then makes something that you'd never expect to be fun. Into, like, amazing.
Stickman, just like good old Willy Wonka.
Keith sits there for a day and goes like, I think I want to learn how to juggle today. And then, like, in 2 days, he can juggle.
Yeah, that's how it actually happened.
Yeah, probably.
And then he won
a doll. Here's two sticks.
I followed up socks and learned how to juggle with socks.
Most humans...
Oh, my God.
And by most humans, I guess I mean me.
With peanut butter.
God. I think about juggling. I try it for 10 minutes, and then I get bored and try something else. Then
see,
I might go back, but then I feel like a failure.
I learned
you
how
commit.
To, I learned how to juggle... because in college, I lived next door to a guy in the circus. And it was the first week of my freshman year, and we were all freshmen, and we were awkward, and we had no idea where to go to find a party. So we all wanted to
just give me a call, dude.
I didn't know you yet.
Yeah, he did.
The first week of my freshman year?
No, not the first week.
No, dude.
The first week.
No, we sat around and we talked about high school.
Before we knew each other. It was like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was a little while.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You didn't like me, Brian, when we first met.
No, you were
weird.
You
didn't like me when you first met me.
Yeah, you didn't like Keith.
I don't think I liked any of you.
No, nobody liked Castelvi when we first met him.
Yeah, I think that was the rule.
It just kind of happened. But
suck my dick.
You were too damn funny.
Too damn funny.
But then, yeah. Sorry, Chris.
Tell people that they're broad.
It's all good. It was living next to circus folk. We all had like one thing. I don't even remember what mine was. I think it was. Oh yeah, it was DDR. I was gonna teach everyone how to be good.
Oh yeah,
DDR.
Remember that?
And you were so good.
Yeah. Well, everyone wanted to teach everybody one thing that we knew, you know. And like, there's the kid down the hall who played like baseball, and he was gonna show us like all the throws and all that. But after juggling day, I guess we just kind of all gave up. But we all knew how to juggle.
Didn't you win a DDR tournament?
Yeah, I did. I won a DDR tournament senior year of high school. I was really good.
Tennessee.
You were good at DDR too?
Keith,
I think I knew that.
Keith and I will go out to, we went to Tennessee my sophomore year once, and Keith and I will go to the DDR machine and we'll put it on heavy, which is the hardest difficulty, and then he and I will we'll dance away, and we're good.
Well, dance. It's not really dancing.
It's not dancing in the slightest.
It's
stomping on plexiglass. But you have to be, like, when I did DDR in high school, I must have lost like 15, 20 pounds.
I look at my high school DDR days. I'm easily 40 pounds.
I was so thin.
Do you guys feel that you gained weight because you stopped playing DDR as much?
I totally do, yeah.
Yeah, because now I weighed 170 pounds when I was playing DDR in high school, like hardcore and going to tournaments. I currently weigh 205 pounds.
Get the fuck out.
I do. I have a lot more muscle now.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
I guess height. I knew you were taller than me, but I didn't realize that you weighed that much.
I weigh a decent amount.
You must be like kind of ripped.
You know, I actually, people have been commenting lately.
Let's all take off our shirts.
Because I'm 5'11", and I'm like 150, but...
Buck 50.
But that's because I have like no muscle whatsoever.
Yeah. I also weigh a lot. I have like 200 to 205 pounds.
But you're also like 6'9".
No, I'm like 6'3".
I know. I'm teasing.
I just have no muscle mass whatsoever. So.
Yeah. See, I'm still good at DDR though. I still play sometimes in Chicago Ridge Mall. Every once in a while, I get the temptation, and because it's right next to my gym. I work out at the gym, and then if I have extra time to kill, sometimes I stop by the mall and play a round or two of Dance Dance Revolution. And everyone's younger than me, and I'm like already drenched in sweat, so they just kind of sit there and watch. But I'm better than them. They're fucking high school kids, you know?
It's not being popular.
Yeah, you're that old dude at the arcade.
You know, the good thing guy. Is there's people older than me, which is good.
Are you going to ever stop?
I don't know.
Like, will you ever feel like, man, I'm the old guy?
It's just fun. It's just a fun game that I like to play, and that's the only way I can play it. You know? No one ever goes into the arcades, and nobody ever sees me.
I haven't been to an arcade.
You know,
in
you
years.
Might you might inspire people to actually go to the arcade again because, you know, I might feel ashamed because I'd feel old. But
stop.
If you feel okay, I'd go.
Oh, I love arcades.
Stop in. Now there's a lot of games that were around when we were young
that now
they're just cheap. So many machines are made. So, like, I go there, they've got two DDR machines. Those used to be hard to find. Now they got DDR machines, and they have the classic Simpsons game where Dr. Marvin Monroe died.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That game is badass for four players in an arcade. I can play that whenever I want.
The X-Men game. X-Men.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, four-player X-Men game.
Arcades are fun. As long as you don't talk to anyone who works in them or frequents them.
I still
them.
Love a good side-scroller, man.
Yeah.
Buying Tootsie Rolls with tickets.
Yeah, ski ball.
You just buy a bag of Tootsie Rolls.
I remember one of my favorite things that I ever got with tickets was a shot glass as a kid. I got a shot glass. It was from Dave and Buster's. I don't know what the hell I was going to do with a shot glass. I don't even know if I still have it here to ever actually. You got a what?
Wrench set?
You got a wrench set?
Yeah, from Dave and Buster's. It was in Miami.
Was like Craftsman wrenches, like real wrenches.
No, they weren't a name brand. It was just like a case of wrenches.
Just a shit wrench set. Do you still have it?
Yeah.
No, I actually gave it to my girlfriend.
Ah, damn.
Hey, babe, got you wrenches.
How cool would that be to be like, I won this? These are the wrenches
tickets,
I use.
With tickets, me and my friend Hank, we went to this arcade enough, and you got like ticket vouchers for your tickets. Coolest thing I ever got with tickets relates to what we did earlier. Is I got an emperor from Star Wars shooting lightning out of his finger.
Emperor awesome. Palpatine.
Yeah, and he, he was like a 15-inch one, and they asked them like you could plug in the electricity into his.
He was a 15-inch.
Yeah, it was just Palpatine. Big old Palpatine.
That's a huge Palpatine.
Okay.
Yeah, but because Hank was the bigger fan when we. Parted ways, I left it with him.
I was talking to LP last night, and I remembered a story, my finest hour ever in an arcade. It wasn't a DDR tournament. It was that game, Pump It Up. It looks like DDR, but it's crappy, and there's five panels instead of four.
Yeah.
It was in there, and I used to be a day camp counselor. We were on the day camp field trip, and I'm like, screw it, I'll play around. So I'm playing, and I'm doing okay, right? And then, like, a big, like, awkward, pale, fat kid that works there... walks up, and he's been watching me play, and he's like, hey, you want to play? You want to go, like, one-on-one?
Which he challenged you to a battle?
He challenged me in front of all these five-year-old kids, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and this game I don't play. So I'm like, okay, you know, it's enough like DDR.
How about we make it interesting? Winner gets the youth center.
Well, I accept his challenge, right?
Yeah.
And I beat him two songs in a row. And the third song, he puts it on like this crazy hard song and super fast. And we both fail it because he just picked way too hard of a song. But I beat the guy twice in a row. And he looks at me and he's like, yeah, you know, good job. And he walks away. And you know, yeah, I thought that was the end of it. I look good in front of the kids. But I'm walking away and his buddies that work there come up to me. And one shakes my hand and goes, hey, man, that was pretty cool. Then he drops a sack full of $20 worth of tokens in my hand. Just goes, good job, and walks away. It was like in an RPG. I defeated the boss.
But you lost. And as a reward, didn't you both lose?
No, I beat him two songs in a row, and then the third song. The third one. Yeah.
I hope it's like a knit sack, so it's a really fancy, like...
it's a satchel.
Yeah, with like a drawstring.
So, it was great. Yeah, I was like this... I won a prize, so that was my finest hour.
Quiz bow experience points.
Hey, I had a stalker. I had a kid who
leveled
like
up.
He followed me like
fire three.
He knew all my scores, and I didn't. He was like 14 years old.
You're so amazing. Wow.
It was just eerie. He came up and I would get done with the thing and he'd be like, oh, it was a pretty good... I'm like, yeah,
did
he's
you
like,
throw him your...
you're the great
your,
one.
Your towel and like, hey, kid, catch.
It would be a real dick move.
After you took his bottle of Jolt. You took his bottle of Jolt Cola and gave him your video game sweat towel.
Yeah. He'd be like, nice job. I'm like, yeah, I got 36 grades on that, which means you got 36 steps away from a perfect. And he's just like... oh, no, your best is 22. I remember you submitted it, like, April 2nd, I think, or something. Like, your best score is 22 grades on that. And I'm like, man, what the hell is this? Why does this kid know this about
me? You should find this kid. I wonder how he's doing.
I hope he's doing okay. He's really
odd. You changed my life, Mr. Bone.
I hope he became, like, a CEO.
He got way better than me. When I started off, I was better than him. He's probably like really, really,
I like to
really
imagine.
Good.
I hope he owes it all to you. Like you showed him the way to success.
I like to imagine him at his own podcast talking to his friends and being like, man, there's this one kid. I used to watch him play video games all the time. And he inspired me, man. So, I wonder what he's doing. I bet he's like a big video game master now. Superstar.
Some wise old guy at the arcade. Showing kids the way.
I always go back to that arcade every now and then.
I don't know, maybe...
Sometimes I can still hear him stepping.
and I
can see his ghost.
I check the high score and see if it's Bogue Squadron 103.
Mine's Taft.
Like
I put it on... Yeah, like William Howard Taft. Because you need a four-letter name, so I always put Taft in.
Well, this is the most logical.
I believe it says... I think I got something when I was down in Tennessee with you. I think I got a score.
And you always play under the handle of Taft?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Who is this Taft?
I don't know if I ever got high enough or on the machine that was new enough to put it in, but I think if I did it, it would have been Habs or Keat. That's typically my four-letter surname.
Keat.
Surname?
Okay. I always got made fun of because my initials are M-A-M, and they'd be like, ma'am, like a girl.
Burn, dude.
I was so unfazed by it, like, after the first three times, because it was just so stupid.
Is the proper spelling of ma'am like a girl with two A's?
Yeah.
And an apostrophe?
Exactly.
It's not that smart, though.
B-O and L-P.
Just making sure.
B-O and L-P have a good one. If you ever play video games, if you go to the arcade and set a high score, B-O and L-P are both short enough to fit in, like, any game.
We play to win, man.
True words.
With names that turn into nicknames later.
The parents must have planned it.
Who else had any specific toys?
My favorite toys that I played with. I always liked mixing different worlds with my toys. Like I'd mix Star Wars with X Men because they were about the same height.
Yeah. Nice. They were a little shorter.
Star Wars were like four inch. They were like five and a half. I believe they were five and a half, and X Men were six. I want to say they could have been four and a half, and X Men were six, something like that. I know X Men were just slightly taller, but they still fit in the same vehicles.
Sentinel was a badass action figure.
I had a bunch of Ghostbusters toys. I had a lot of Ninja Turtles toys. I would use the Ghostbusters house for something. I would use the Ninja Turtles sewer for something. I also had the Batman toys. I had a bunch of Batman.
I had a couple Batmobiles and Batwing.
And I didn't have any fucking friends, so I got toys instead.
Should have just called me. We would have hung out.
No, we were far away.
I'd have to get a ride.
9 hours away.
My parents would have to like be free to give me a ride and then give me a ride home.
Slaves to a greater evil.
Yeah. So instead of that, instead of giving me rides to see friends, they'd be like, here's a toy. You're a good kid.
I never had a lot of action figures because I always wanted like the toys, kind of like the backpack for Ghostbusters or whatever, like the toys that would allow me to be like the action figure.
Like, did you get guns?
My parents did not like guns.
You didn't get gun toys,
but,
huh?
But I had a...
Pop 'em, Yuzinski, you're kidding.
I had a gun friend.
Squash.
You had a friend with gun toys?
Gun toys rock.
He was in my Sunday school at synagogue. And like after synagogue, after our Jewish Sunday school,
most bad story ever.
He had him like in a suitcase, so he'd just bring this suitcase to Sunday school, just full of like 20 toy guns, and then
he brought a suitcase of toy guns to school.
Well, yeah, because like then my mom would like pick us up afterwards.
Boy, would that never fly today?
They had
holy
like
shit.
Oh man, and they, well, it was like Sunday school, so
I know,
you know,
but still,
even then, dude,
people
fucking
would flip today if they saw that.
I got in trouble in my elementary school.
You had gun toys, right, Nick?
Yeah,
of course you did.
A bunch of a couple of my friends and I, we used to make movies, and we were all influenced by action movies in the mid '90s, like Die Hard and Vengeance. So we'd all try to recreate those movies.
The one Die Hard. Of all the ones to pick.
I like that you gave it the second title too, like not just Die Hard.
Yeah, why didn't you just up with Die Hard?
No, that one was that important.
We didn't get Die Hard at the time.
That was the first movie like all of us saw together. Was Dire Vengeance, and then we saw Tomorrow Never Dies.
You're filming these playtimes?
So, we'd make action movies, and we wanted to use like a big hallway, so we went to our old elementary school with like a machine gun that was like we painted the orange part black as we filmed it.
Wanted to make it look real.
Yeah, it is illegal.
And we were running around like wearing like ski masks because we were terrorists, like Russian terrorists.
What? How old are you? What?
This would be seventh grade, so we...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were like, you were just barely... You were like 5 foot, five foot nothing.
Yeah.
Running around
like doing all
the weighing 99 pounds running around.
Just about. We actually used the sound effects from James Bond, GoldenEye. And
you have editing equipment? Can we get your editing equipment for you?
It was two VCRs and plugged into each other.
Mark, get on that. Look up VCR.
I did that too. I didn't run in my school. I didn't take it to the next level like you guys did. But
found us.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you were doing it without permission.
Oh, without permission, yeah. That's
of course he was.
Terrorists don't need permissions.
Oh my god, dude.
That's what they told the hall monitor,
like,
too.
The rebels on the back lot, like Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, you know what?
I have a feeling like if you told this story as if it happened last week, I wouldn't be as surprised than if you're telling it right now. Because I think you would be like, you terrorists don't need permission.
So we had to go down to the principal's office. Now, mind you, we were in seventh grade, so we just graduated elementary school a year earlier. And we thought we'd never have to see this principal again, who did not like me because I made weird noises and goof off.
This is all right now.
That's
you do this shit now,
like,
dude.
Castelvi, how much has changed with all of us in
I would say
since childhood? I'm the same
childhood?
Person. I have barely changed.
I think I'm a little different.
Yeah, everyone changes. Well, no, you like.
Well, I drink a bunch more.
You drink a lot more.
You learn,
but
more.
I learn new things. I never drank then, but that's
exactly.
Really about the. The only difference.
You learn new things. You learn what not to do, or you know, you learn what to do and what not to do, and you learn about new things.
I guess
you're still pretty
awkward,
much the same
yeah.
person.
You learn how to wake up to a fire.
We're
yeah, and little things like you learn.
The little things.
Like I'm not a different person. I just didn't know to look both ways before I crossed the street. Now I do.
Yeah.
Same person.
Did you so you didn't have gun toys, Keith? Did you tie cinder blocks together?
what a more dangerous
so
toy!
Luckily,
somewhere
through elementary school, my neighbor who's a girl, so sometimes on and off during different boy like it's okay to be friends with girls, it's not okay to be friends with girls stages. She for whatever reason had gun toys. And also had, like, rich grandparents raising her.
You
so
knew a
just...
girl with gun toys?
Yeah, right.
Holy
it
shit.
It was a little more...
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I never knew a girl with
yeah,
gun
that's
toys.
Cool. Yeah, that's
cool. She
it was
not only
a
gun
child.
Toys, but actual BB guns.
Oh, God.
So, guns. So that was pretty awesome.
So not toys.
Yeah.
I guess
guns.
I would call those... Yeah, like... I don't know if I'd call them guns, but they're not toys. What would you
yeah.
classify a BB
well, see,
gun?
See, a toy gun...
It's a gun.
And
it shoots
like,
a thing.
I guess. Yes,
gun toy.
Is pretty cool, but still a toy. But mm-hmm. I think if I were to pick right now, my favorite toy ever in a series of toys is Nerf guns. I love Nerf guns. God, do I love Nerf guns.
Yeah.
I think they're so great.
Yeah, Nerf
toys. I still look at the Nerf website and see, like, God,
you know,
look
I don't,
at this
I don't think you
machine
can,
gun.
I don't think you can go
nuts.
Wrong getting a kid a Nerf gun. They don't break that
you
easily.
Can
if
wrong.
It was the fucking crossbow,
and,
then yeah.
The crossbow
no,
never worked.
High five.
Because
yeah,
it flew like 3 feet
yeah,
to the right.
We all
had
it. You're right.
God, the worst
so
fucking
cool
thing ever.
Awesome.
You're right. I'm wrong. I forgot
dude,
about the
commercial made it seem like it was like, get
Robin
the fucking
Hood.
Crossbow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the only medieval weapon to be outlawed during war.
The crossbow.
Crossbow. Look it up.
The crossbow is way better than...
it's the only weapon to be outlawed in war. Is
isn't
the
that...
Crossbow.
Wait, which
what,
isn't
why?
The longbow?
Because
the one?
It was just... People were dying so quick. Because everyone's using the bow and arrow, and these assholes got crossbow.
The Nerf war.
No,
this is real
war.
Not
war.
Nerf
war. Other
which
things were outlawed in real war?
They're
mustard gas?
Not... That wasn't out. You can have mustard gas.
No, it's a war crime to use gas.
Well, this is years. This is hundreds of years ago.
Right, and this is almost 100 years ago since mustard gas was...
Hundreds plural.
Oh, I guess that makes it better.
It does.
I agree with you, Keith. Nerf guns were...
Oh, that's right.
Nerf guns and Super Soakers.
Super Soakers, in my opinion, not as sturdy. As a Nerf gun, though.
True,
but
they
I,
would
I,
leak
with,
easy.
Except for the
different
crossbow.
Game you're playing, man. You're playing to get, like, I wouldn't even have necessarily these two. I would have a Super Soaker as my main gun, and I would just go to the dollar store and buy crappy plastic water guns and just use those as the guns that if someone caught me, I'd drop them, and they'd think I was safe in the fucking Super Soaker.
But the Super Soaker,
that's
like,
a great
what
plan.
I'm saying is,
yeah.
is a Nerf gun. I felt that the Nerf gun was a better toy because it was sturdier. With the exception of the crossbow,
you can lose the ammo though pretty easy.
Yeah,
that shit got lost.
They did start making ammo packs recently, like in the last couple
yeah.
of years.
Before, but I'm not trying to spend that if I can get water for free and just wet someone during the summer.
I guess
you gotta fill up that water.
I
had some badass super.
Water balloons were great and easy.
Oh, yeah.
I still love water balloons.
A lot of preparation. Great, right?
A good old water balloon does a lot though. That goes a long way.
I could never tie the end of the water balloon.
I can't tie.
Yeah,
I learned
now,
using my pinky finger.
Two fingers.
Yeah, I always see it getting
two fingers
down.
Like a player.
See, here was my cruel thing.
What?
That's how you do it.
As the children say. Yeah. As the children
get
say.
Get the fuck out, Mark.
You use, that's how you tie the water balloon. You two fingers and you put it in between them.
So yeah, why'd you make it sound so sexy and perverted?
Because that's, that's a phrase I was told later in life. Not describing water balloons.
See, my fucked up water balloon thing that, like, sometimes you look back and you're like, God, why did I do that as a kid? And my thing was I would, like, throw grapes or something out to a squirrel, and I would wait for the squirrel to walk up and start eating the grape, and then I'd hit him with a water balloon.
They really don't, but, I mean...
It would just surprise...
You throw water balloons at squirrels?
It would just surprise the hell out of them.
Did you know...
Like a hot air balloon hitting you. You'd be surprised.
I would, like, throw it... It wouldn't hit the squirrel with it. I would blow it up right in front of the squirrel.
So I think that would work better on people.
Oh, so you didn't hit the squirrel. You just surprised the squirrel?
Yeah, I just surprised the fuck out of
it. So I guess then following the logic that violence against animals precludes violence against humans, I guess surprises against squirrels preclude your penchant for surprising humans with things?
Yeah, everyone likes a good surprise, like a good prank.
Surprise!
It's like
so
a prank.
Grape traps in college. God, I'm like, oh, a grape on my bed. And then I would catch on fire.
Does that work, Chris? I don't know.
I guarantee that would work on me if I picked out a grape and then I was eating it and then a
water balloon or a snowball.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, I would actually love to see a water balloon hit in front of you and just have you look around and be like, what the who?
That could be the
somebody.
The two halfwits.
Hey, did anyone
who
question,
did the,
we'll talk about later.
Did anyone ever play a good prank on another kid when you were little? What's it?
Oh boy.
Any pranks?
We got enough time for one.
Okay.
I have pranks.
All right. Lay it on us, Chris.
Me versus LP.
I got a baby one.
Okay, this was in hindsight, this is another one that's kind of
stupid baby.
Object permanence.
All right, make it quick.
All right. This is kind of cruel in hindsight too. We would just make treasure maps at the local park and then we'd rip it up and tear them and get them all dirty and rip it in half and tape it. We make it look all old and then we would go plant it somewhere in the park and we would sit around in the park and wait for some other kid to find it. And the kid would say, "Oh my God, there's treasure buried in this park. There's $1 million, and they'd go find the place wherever it is, and we'd make an X, and they'd find the X, and we'd watch them dig and dig and dig, and they'd never find the treasure. And we thought that was so funny, because they'd be talking about all the things they're going to buy with their treasure, all the toys they're going to buy, and they would just never find it.
Watching?
We would just be playing at the park, eavesdropping.
We can still do this, except now we should take it to the next level. Steal the map and make them have to get it back from us on an extravagant adventure, and it leads to nothing.
Yeah.
That's the entire plot of City Slickers.
Well, then boom, let's make City Slickers.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's the entire plot of City
Slickers. How excited would you be, though, if you were having fun in the park and there was a fucking treasure map?
I know, it's so mean.
Yeah.
And then everything comes through and you
guys, find this
an
looks
X.
Legit. Let's find it.
In right, my what, mind, you what, just drew an X somewhere. And they're like, they find the map. And they're like, hey, wasn't there that X over there? Yeah, let's just go to the X.
All right, LP.
I pulled one out of my mom when I was like 6. Like, all I did was I
froze. You need to be dead.
No, I froze orange juice in a glass. And then when I was like in the morning, the next morning, I gave my mom. I just poured some orange juice over it. So that it looked like it was actual orange juice, and I gave it to my mom. I was like, "Here's mom, happy Monday. Here's your breakfast." And then she drank it, and the ice fell on her face, and she's like, "What was that?" I worked on it for
what
like
was that?
I was like 6 years old. I thought I was so smart, and I was like, "I'm gonna get her good." Mom's like, "What?
Shut her mouth."
What is that?
I would never
seriously,
even think
I need
of
some
a prank at 6. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
I did the rubber band around the spray part of the faucet when I was a kid. That was not my best prank.
Oh,
by
Keith
any means,
did that to me once in college,
old.
But it wasn't
was
supposed
not
to be a prank. But he still ruined my scrambled eggs.
Yeah. They're waterlogged.
Let's end it on that one, there, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Remember to download us on iTunes, and you can find more stuff about our super fun shows coming up at octavarius.com. Is there anything else anyone else wanted to add or anything like that?
No. Thanks everybody for coming to our show at Comedy Sports.
Yeah, thank you for coming to Comedy Sports.
This past Thursday, yeah.
I'm so glad we had a bunch of fun.
Oh yeah, so fun.
I hope we answered that question.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Also, don't forget if you're not following us on Twitter yet, follow us on Twitter. Yeah. We post Twitter things. Octavarius. That's funny.
Anyway, well, thank you everybody. We are Octavarius. Have 8 days and a wicked week.
Say bye.
Say bye, everybody.
Bye.